Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Monday, December 5th. In the news this morning, overnight E-buy prices were March corn up 2.5 cents at 648.75. March wheat up 3.5 cents, 764.5, and January beans up 8 cents at 1446.5. We did have a new sale this morning, 130,000 metric tons of beans to China. That's a drop in the bucket to what it should be this time of year, but at least it's a little bit of business. The big news overnight is China has eased its zero COVID policy somewhat. They're trying to get the protesters from running rampant in the streets again. If they do open it up, in my opinion, with COVID really expanding all over, it's a mistake, but I don't know that they have a whole lot of choice out here. So, you know, will we get accurate numbers in 2 weeks or 4 weeks of how much the virus is spreading there? I doubt it. But in the meantime, the Chinese stock market was up sharply. The Dow Jones is down 240 points. So we'll have to see how the markets react here this morning. We have the crop report on Friday. I don't think there should be any big surprises, except I would be surprised if they didn't cut export demand out here. But we'll see what the government wants to do. We had better rains in Argentina. We're going to be getting better rains. It looks like in the midweek, La Nina really starts to fall apart and bringing some big changes in the weather to Argentina. Brazil still looks very good. Plenty of rains and their crop, you know, really looks solid out there. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. They should be decent on the beans, probably light on corn and wheat again. We really don't see too many problems out here in the world. The technicals look terrible on the corn and the wheat. If the beans ever close under $14, I would think that would be a major sell signal for these markets. So I think we got to be careful out here. The funds are still heavily long. I've got them long 176,000 corn, 65 beans. Excuse me, they're short 65 wheat. They're long 91,000 beans, long 82,000 meal, and long 93,000 oil. So they're still heavily long if this thing continues to deteriorate. Now, this is the first Monday of the month. We have a tendency to make lows the first Monday of the month. So, you know, maybe we can get a little bit of a bounce here for a couple of days. But I think the pros certainly want to sell any good rallies in this market. Looking at very little demand out here and big crops from South America. If you have any questions, give us a call 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.